Welcome to day 127, Shavua Tov. We are up to Perek Tes, Mishnah Zayin. And today is actually the second to last day of Maseches Kilayim. And Yirtzeh Hashem, we will finish Kilayim tomorrow on Sunday, which is very exciting. We are continuing on the topic of Kilayei Begadim. We know that when there's an article of clothing that is made out of wool and linen together, that is shatnez. It is not allowed to be worn. But let's say you're not sure. Let's say you have a woolen garment and you're not sure if linen was used or woven in into that garment when it was being made. When and to what extent do you have to check for shatnez? So says Mishnah Zayin, Habirsin, Vahabardisin, which were sheets that were made out of wool, Vahadalma Tikyon, or a type of undergarment made out of wool, Uminalus Hapinon, or a type of shoe made out of a wool that wasn't of great quality, Lo Yilbosh Bahem Achi Yivdok. You should not wear them until you check, until you ensure that linen was not woven into them. Rabbi Yossi Omer says, Rabbi Yossi, Habayim Bechof Hayam Medinas Hayam. If those articles came from overseas, Einan Tzrichim Bedika, then you do not have to check, Mdei Shechaz Kasan Bekanbos, because those were generally made with hemp and not with linen to tie them together. So what's going on here? Why in the first part do you have to check? And then, but if they're overseas, you don't have to check. So there are two different ways of explaining this. The first is the way the Bartanura explains. And that's that it's entirely dependent on whether linen is readily available. That is the only factor that really matters. So at the beginning of the Mishnah, when you're making these sorts of garments, the sheets, the shoes, whatever it is, where those are usually made, linen was generally readily available. And even though, and this is important, even though linen would not usually be used at all for those sorts of garments, you would still have to check because linen is available and therefore it technically could be used. But Rabbi Yossi says that when they come from overseas, according to this explanation, there linen was not readily available and therefore you would not have to check. We know that it was generally made with hemp and not with linen. But that's generally not how we paskin. That's not how we assume. It's not entirely dependent on whether it's readily available, but it's dependent on whether linen would actually sometimes be used for those particular garments. So the other way of understanding the Mishnah, and the way that we generally assume the halacha, is that in the first group of things, when we have these sheets and you have these undergarments, it's not just that linen is readily available, but linen was sometimes, even if rarely, but sometimes used in the manufacturing of those garments. That is called a miut matzoi. It is called, even though it's only used in a minority of times, still it's matzoi. It does happen every so often, and therefore you would have to check. Rabbi Yossi comes in and says, but when they came from overseas, even though linen might be readily available there, when it came from overseas, the way they would manufacture was not with linen. Even though, again, they could have, it was available, but they generally did not use it for those sorts of garments. That's called a miut she'eino matzoi. It generally was not done, and therefore you would not have to check. And that's generally how we paskin. We have to know, you have to ask your Rav whether certain things need to be checked. But we know that certain types of wool or wool that comes from certain places, or suits that come from certain places, they don't use linen. It's hardly ever found, and therefore you wouldn't have to check. But I also remember years ago, I remember Hugo Boss had a major issue with wool and linen. It was all wool suits, but they constantly used linen in the lapel, and that would be a matzoi, and therefore you'd have to check. So it really depends on whether that sort of garment and that manufacturer and the design or whatever it is would sometimes use linen or not. Continues the Mishnah, Uminal Shel Zered, Ein Bo Mishum Kilayim, a certain type of shoe from wool, Ein Bo Mishum Kilayim, you would not have to check for kilayim. Again, the assumption is because linen was never used in the production or the manufacturing of that type of shoe. Says Mishnah Ches, Ein asar mishum kilayim ella tavoi va'arug. The only time that kilayim is a problem is if tavoi is its spun, va'arug is its woven together. And that means there are different ways to understand this, but the way that is generally understood is that each individual fiber, so you have the wool was first spread out, flattened out, then it was spun into individual threads, and the linen, the same thing. It was first spread out, then spun into individual linen threads, and then the wool threads and the linen threads were woven together. That is the only time that kilayim is a problem. If they were mixed together or woven together before they were turned into individual threads, or if somehow they were pressed together or tied together but not woven together, that would not be a problem of kilayim, at least midaraisa from the Torah's perspective. We're going to see some rabbinic issues in the next Mishnah. But those are the only two things. It needs to be spun individually and then woven together. Shenemar, how do we know? Here's a proof text. Lo silbo shatnez. The Torah says, don't wear shatnez. Well, what does that word shatnez actually mean? Davar shehu shua tavoi venuz. Shua means spread out. Tavoi is spun into threads. Venuz, and then woven together. So that word, shatnez, is actually an amalgam of those three words. Shua, tavoi venuz. Shatnez. Shua, tavoi venuz. So again, the first step is spreading them out, then spinning it individually into threads, and then weaving them together. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar learns another thing out of the word shatnez. Naloz, it's from the end of the word shatnez. So naloz umelis hu esaviv shebashmayim alav. He turns away from Hashem and then makes Hashem turn away from him. Anyone who wears shatnez turns away from Hashem, which is very interesting. Why specifically by shatnez? There are a lot of averos in the Torah. Why specifically shatnez? Is that an example, or does that indicate that someone is turning away from Hashem? So the Bar Tanur explains, and the Mefarshim explain generally, that often, or usually I should say, there was nothing much better about wool and linen together. They're just two different materials, but they weren't, it wasn't like a taiva, it wasn't a desire for people to have specifically wool and linen. It wasn't any better quality. And therefore, if someone really went out of their way to get wool and linen, or showed that they didn't care to wear wool and linen, then they were really just kind of shtuching Hashem, like saying, you know what, I don't really care about these laws, I'm just kind of sticking to Hashem. And because of that, it seems to be such an easy thing to avoid, and therefore someone who doesn't, it's not because they're such a great desire to have wool and linen together. I don't know if that's still true. There might be some very fine garments that it is desirable to have wool and linen together, but the point is that it's so easy to avoid that someone who does it, and does it intentionally at least, really seems to be turning away from Hashem because they're doing it intentionally. That is Mishnah Ches, and Mirtzah Hashem, we'll finish the Masechta tomorrow.